USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he'll protect the energy sector in his state.
By the authority vested in me as governor in the Constitution and laws of the state of Texas, direct every state agency to use all lawful powers and tools to challenge any federal action that threatens the continued strength, vitality, and independence of the energy industry.
Abbott making those comments during a West Texas roundtable today, saying he would not stand by idly and let the oil and gas industry be threatened. FEMA is close to finalizing a request for the Pentagon to assign thousands of service members to support COVID-19 vaccination efforts. The agency will ask for the Defense Department to deploy as many as 10,000 military members at up to 100 sites across the country. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Two people in South Carolina are infected with the highly transmissible coronavirus strain from South Africa. State officials not releasing the names of the individuals, but did say they both had no recent travel history. The State Department of Health saying they both are adults. Three COVID-19 variants of concern are spreading across the planet, and now all three have been identified in the United States. President Biden is gearing up to possibly reform the Supreme Court.
The White House announced President Biden is forming a commission to study Supreme Court reforms. Eight progressive organizations band together to form the Unrig the Courts Coalition to pressure Democrats to use their power to act. Their four demands are expanding the number of justices on the Supreme Court, expanding lower federal courts, enacting term limits for Supreme Court justices, and improving ethics and transparency requirements for justices. The White House declined to comment if Biden is already staffing up his commission. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
It's that time of year again when the doomsday clock is updated.
The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists revealed the latest setting of the clock Wednesday, announcing it remained at 100 seconds to midnight. First used in 1947 to visualize how close the world was to nuclear destruction, the clock represents how close humanity could be coming to a global catastrophe. President and CEO of the Bulletin, Rachel Bronson, explained the role that COVID-19 played in keeping the clock at its closest setting since it was first unveiled.
The pandemic serves as a historic wake-up call, a vivid illustration that national governments and the international organizations are unprepared to manage complex and dangerous challenges like those of nuclear weapons and climate change, which currently pose existential threats to humanity, or the other dangers, including more virulent pandemics and next-generation warfare that could threaten civilization in the near future.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A person in New Jersey with underlying conditions is dead from the UK COVID-19 variant. Democrat Governor Phil Murphy saying the number of UK variant cases in New Jersey now stands at 8, including a 10-year-old.
The science on it is early. Based on what folks think so far, it's more easily transmitted, and the jury's out on whether or not it's more lethal.
More news, as always, online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.